Okay, Parshas Yisro, here we go. Shalom Aleichem, everyone. This week's Divrei Torah should be B'schus Yirfu Shleima for Shol Ben Chanalei B'Sof Shar Chol Yisrael. Okay, so what we're going to do is say a few short nitzivs at the beginning of this week's Parsha with regards to Moshe and Yisro in their conversation. Then we're going to move to V'Yisu Mirifidim. And then we're going to talk a little bit about Kafalim Harkigigis and Nasa V'Nishma. So, just to jump off the bat, the nitziv tells us in Pasuk, Chaf Gimel Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Chaf Gimel. So the Netziv is really discussing here why or how exactly did Yisro's Itza of setting up a judicial system, how did it benefit Moshe Rabbeinu? You should have different levels of courts and judges, and you should have people who are Anshei Chayil, Yirei Elokim, Anshei Emes, Sonei Betza, good people you should have on your side, basically. And they're going to benefit you. Now, what was the practical benefit of having the court set up and having a judicial system in which Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to hear every single court case? Because up until now, Moshe Rabbeinu basically told Yisro that everything comes to me. Ki yavo elai ha'am lidrosh Elohim. Ki yeh lehem davar ba elai v'shefatiti bein ishu bein re'ehu. And I let them know what the halacha is as chukei ha'elohim v'es torasav. So Yisro comes again with this whole plan. And what was the purpose? What was the to'elas? So the Netziv says three different things. First of all, on the words v'tzivcha Elohim, I'm trying to find inside. Yeah, pasuk chaf gimel im es adavar hazet ta'ase. If you do this thing, v'tzivcha Elohim v'yechalta amod, and you basically command judges and you set up the courts. V'gam kol am hazet al makomo yavo b'shalom. Everyone will have peace. So what's the idea? So it says the Netziv. Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu was able to learn Torah and intuit and understand Torah with his great lumbus and be able to understand Torah in a way that no one else really could. Earlier on, and also later on in Sefer Bamidbar. Meaning says the Netziv, Moshe Rabbeinu was dealing with all of Klal Yisrael all the time, right? So when I always think about my Rebbeim, if they're dealing with their Talmidim and they're speaking to congregants and they're helping out Klal Yisrael and saving the world, when did they have time to learn Torah? You know, some of my Rebbeim, Pasha, don't sleep. We've spoken about that in Shir a couple times. But it sounds, you know, it's funny that it's saying, practically speaking, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have so much time to learn. If Amar Yisro, shebezeh shetehei hasha penuya, tucha lishmo yoser kabalos Torah, shebal peh, she'in lezeh shiur. Meaning, says Yisro, if you delegate and you set up courts and other people will be able to hear, you know, lesser significant cases or less complex cases, you'll have time for yourself to learn Torah. That's Aleph. Beis, says the Netziv, v'yechalta amod, and you'll be able to stand. Meaning, lispo Torah ha'am. If you're not hearing every single case, so you'll have more bandwidth to basically be able to talk to everybody and deal with everybody and speak to everyone. But sometimes we just lose our bandwidth. Sometimes we just don't have the patience and we can't give everybody the time of day that they really truly need and deserve. So Yisro was saying, if you delegate, so you'll be able to deal with everybody in a much more patient way, in a more effective manner. And then lastly, v'gam kol am hazeh al makomo yavo b'shalom. Everyone will be b'shalom. Everybody will be good. Lefi ha-pshat, meaning just a simple pshat. Shelo yihu nitzrachim lelechas lemirachuk levakesh mishpat. They're not going to have to schlep to, like, you know, we're in Chicago, you have to take a flight to go hear a case in New York, and then come. It's el b'makomo yavo b'shalom. They'll be able to find a person by them, and it'll be much less of an arduous experience. Like, think about the DMV. You know, I know there are different DMVs. There's Elson, and there's the one in Northbrook, and like everyone's hocking, what's the faster one? The DMV can be so annoying. Okay, you have to get your license renewed, or you get your license, mazel tov, right? So it's a process that you have to go through. So okay, you have a court case, you need to go to the Beis Din. What's going to be the smoothest and most effective manner so that B'nai Yisrael will have like a positive association with going to Beis Din, and it won't be such a long, drawn-out process? So that's the nitziv on the three different etzos. The next nitziv, again, before we just read a few psukim ago, Yisro told them you have to get good people. Anshei chayil yirei Elohim, anshei emes sonei betza, v'samta aleim, then you put them in the different positions. So in pasuk chafei, again, this is yud ches chafei, v'yivchar Moshe anshei chayil mikol Yisrael. He only chose anshei chayil. meaning people, a chayal can be a warrior, right? A person of valor. But what happened to all the other midos that they needed? Anshe emes, yirei elokim, sonei betza, hating bribes. So the Netziv points out, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need to check imhem yirei elokim, anshe emes, sonei betza. Sha'achar shehu talmud chacham mitalmidov shel Moshe. Meaning if this person is going to be a talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu himself, harei ha-Torah, midrachto lihios tzadeh chassid, yosher v'neman. If you're a talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu and you're learning Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu yomam v'layla, you can basically guarantee that you're going to be an ish emes, you're going to be a person who's yosher, a person who's neman and trustworthy, if you're standing and being yonek from the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu your entire life. But what did this person need to do? It wasn't just a matter of, do I know a lot of halacha? Do I know a lot of Torah? Ava mikol makom netzrach livdok shiyu anshei chayil. Again, a chayal can be a warrior, it could be a soldier, it could be a person of valor. So the Netziv seems to point out, what's an anshei chayil? Daitun v'yachol lahanhig srara al hatzibur. You know what the word srara means? Srara can be like an authority figure, an authority position, right? An authoritative person. Not necessarily in a mean sort of way, but a person that everyone's going to look up to and respect. So you can know a lot of stuff. You can be very, you know, you can take a lot of tests, you can be very, very book smart, but are you going to be a person who's going to be able to impact the community around you and basically oversee and make sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing and garner that respect from the people? You know, I was talking to one of my friends. I shouldn't say this myself. Forget it. Anyway, the point is, Moshe Rabbeinu, what I think is cool from here, that if you were Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu, so that the Ne'eman, the Tzaddik, the Yashrus, the Yiras Hashem, that was a guarantee. The question was, are you going to be a person who's going to be able to walk out of the Beis Medrash and be able to impact people and help people live a certain way? So that's a little bit in terms of the Netziv leading up to Matan Torah. So then, we head into the following. The Torah tells us, the Yisu Mirafidim. We traveled from Rafidim. So pay attention. We came to Midbar Sinai. Next pasuk. This is in Perek Yutes. V'yisu mirafidim. They traveled from Rafidim. V'yavu Midbar Sinai. And then they came to Midbar Sinai. V'yachnu b'Midbar v'yichan Shem Yisrael neged har. Famous Rashi kishach b'alei v'chad. But hold on. What just happened? V'yavu Midbar Sinai. Came to Sinai. They traveled. V'yisu mirafidim. V'yavu Midbar Sinai. So like, what's going on? It's repetitive. Why do we need to say all of this? So a couple different approaches to this. The first one, where did that tab just go? The first one is that we'll do the Kli Yakar first, then we'll say the Shem Yishmu, and then we'll say the Netziv. First, he just points out the problems with the pasuk, right? It's very repetitive, it's, you know, backwards and forwards, and it's out of order. V'nira shekol zeh raya shelo hayu Yisrael re'uyin lekabal as the Torah ad asher yihyeh shalom b'neihem. We weren't able to be mekabal the Torah until we had shalom, and there was a sense of achdus. As the pasuk in Kohelet says, Balei asufos nitnu miroa echad. That Balei asufos nitnu miroa echad, it was all given from one roar, one shepherd. But we had to coalesce into one larger group. V'hatorah kol nesivo seh shalom. The Torah is full of peace, and there are different paths. Kol nesivo seh shalom. But they needed to be a sense of achdus. Kimitoch pure halavavos zeh oser v'zeh matir nimsa hatorah kishtei toros. If there's a real sense of pure levavos, if there's a sense of separation, it can appear like there are two different Torahs and we have two different religions. Zehu she'amar b'chodesh hashlishi b'yom hazeh bo'ov mimarsim. Dafka on the third day. Sorry, on the third month. Why the third month? What's special about the third month? So Sam might learn a lot of Kabbalah and Chassidus. The Bnei Yisrael talks about the mazalos. Horesh ha'chodesh zeh she'mazalo te'umim. I don't know if it's true for the zodiac signs. You guys know the zodiac signs? So is there one that's... No, you don't know. But the mazel for the third month, which is what? Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, is te'umim. What are te'umim? Twins. Hamora al hadibuk v'ha'ava shi'yachtav yut'amim. They're complete. Te'umim zelazeh. Meaning everyone was whole with each other. Everyone was on the same page. And we had a sense of shalom rav le'ohavei ha-Torah. There was a great sense of connection. So that's why, first of all, he addresses the first part of the pasuk, that it was in the third month. But then he says like this, then v'yisim refidim. Okay, we left refidim, which was a makom, asher hayu sham berivu machlokes ki hamakom ahu nikra masa umeriva urefidim osios peridim. Says the Kli Yakar, that the word refidim is the same letters of paridim, like pirud, of separation. We were in a place of machlokes. Nothing was, everyone was, no one was on the same page. Ki zeh talay b'zeh, ki al yidei hapir shehayu b'neihem, rafu yidei min haTorah. Rafidim was a place of rifyon. They weakened. They were like out of it in terms of learning. They were in a spiritual funk. But that was because they lacked achdus. And so often when you have chevra supporting each other, helping each other, and as we know in shir all the time in the morning, we ask good questions that sharpen our understanding of things. So when you have that sense of camaraderie, right? So then the learning gets so much better and everything can work out. See that we left. V'achshav nasu mirafidim min amakom ahu. Meaning they traveled, they left the place of pure, they left that sense of separation. They came to Harsinai. So we're highlighting that what? They came to Sinai. How did they get to Sinai? It was v'yisu mirafidim, only when they left mirafidim, and they left that period and the hatred and the division and divisiveness, then they can come back v'yavo midbar Sinai. So that's the kliyakar. We're going to go weiter in the interest of time. Then we have the Shemi Shmuel. Shemi Shmuel is a slam dunk Shemi Shmuel. V'nir shekan remez itza la'adam. Says the Shemi Shmuel, he asks the same question, it's out of order, it's repetitive, what's going on? He says something amazing. We were in Rafidim, Rafu Yudim and Ator, like we just said, and we were in this spiritual funk. V'haisa chaser lahem his chaskos. We were lacking any sort of like, let's do it, like let me get excited. How do you get that sense of awakening and chizuk? V'lo haya efshir lahem lahachzik atzmam. They weren't able to like push themselves forward and motivate them, except for what? The fact el b'mashit siru ba'atzmam she'omdim b'fnei harsinei l'kabbalah Torah. Sometimes the best way to get out of a spiritual funk is envision yourself successful. Only once you have a tzura, you have a picture in your head of what you can actually become, what you can accomplish, that's the great. When you walk into the gym, both you guys work out. When you walk into, if you have a personal trainer, the first thing they ask you is what? What do you want to accomplish? Do you want to get cut? You want to get buff? You want to lose weight? Like, what are you thinking? What do you want to do? If you just walk into the gym for 45 minutes mindlessly, so you might sweat a little bit, you'll get a good schwitz, but you're not going to be working towards a goal. Says the Shemi Shmuel, the way to get out of that spiritual funk for the Jewish people was first, bo midbar Sinai. Imagine themselves sitting by Harsinai. Imagine themselves with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And only once they imagine themselves with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then, v'yisu mirafidim v'yavo midbar Sinai. Then they can leave Rafidim and go to Sinai. So says the Shemi Shmuel, like the Baal Shem Tov always says, ki b'makum shedaito shel adam sham harei hi ki'ilu hayasham b'poal. Again, ki b'makum shedaito shel adam sham, wherever a person's das is, wherever your mind is, wherever you're thinking, that's where you are, right? The ability to kind of envision and imagine and think of yourself in a certain place, that's often one of the best motivators to get to that place. And the last yesod I want to share today, in the interest of time, and maybe we'll do a little bit later, but then Netziv says on the following, he says, again, kol zem yusar, this whole pasuk is extra. Umishum hachi tanya b'michilta. The Mechilta tells us, "Ma bi asan lemidbar Sinai al menas lekabel Torah." Just like the coming to Sinai was to be mekabel the Torah, kach nisi asan mirafidim. So too, their traveling from Rafidim was to be mekabel the Torah. Okay, that's the Mechilta. Says the Netziv, "I don't understand this Mechilta at all. Who cares?" V'dayin yish lahavin my nafkamina bezeh shin nasu mirafidim that we traveled from Rafidim al menas kein. Meaning, you just told me we came to Har Sinai to get the Torah, and that was our kavana coming. Who cares what our kavana was when we left Rafidim? Says the Netziv, Elam Ikan Yish Lumod, to call Davar Shepikdusha, any Davar Shepikdusha, any spiritual endeavor that we're about to embark upon, Masha'adam Meichin Atzmo Yosir Lezeh, the more you prepare yourself for it, Chal Alav Yosir HaHechshir Lezeh, the greater impact you will have when you eventually experience that thing. When you prepare yourself for something, sometimes we just walk into things, right? How often do we just like walk into shul and just daven? Versus when we stop and we prepare and we think about tefillah, what we want to daven for, what's going on in our lives, what's going on in our friends' lives, and then we daven, how much greater is that tefillah? And it's the same, lamashal, if you're going on a trip to, I don't know, Six Flags. So if you get in the car knowing you're going to Six Flags, so you're everyone's eyes hocking, okay, which ride are we going to go first, and how are we going to go through the park, and this, that, the other thing. But if you just get in the car and you tell your kids, okay guys, we're going to go on a trip. It's a surprise. So yes, there might be like an excitement of like the surprise, but you can't plan, you can't get ready in the same way. So it says in the Netziv, the more you prepare, the greater Kedusha, right? The more you prepare for a Kedusha Dik experience, the more you'll be able to get out of that experience. And he brings a raya. This is what Rabbi Rosenbaum was talking about. He mentioned this Gemara just a second ago. The Gemara in Masechet Bamitzia on Daf Pei Hei Amabez discusses Chia. Chia did something incredible. Chia started a mini yeshiva, but how did he perpetuate Torah in Klal Yisrael? He had five talmidim, and he went, and he caught the deer. He set up traps by himself. He caught the deer, or he caught the animals. He shechted them, right? And he made food from the basar. And then he took the hides, and he was ma'abed them. He made them into the parchment, into the cloth, and he wrote Sifrei Torah on the cloth. And then he gave each one of his talmidim a sefer, and he said, each one of you learn one of the Sifrei Torah, meaning one of the chumashim, and teach the other ones, and I'll be back soon. It was the first maybe jigsaw classroom ever, but that's for a separate shmuz, right? So the kasha that the Netziv says, and I saw Rav Jurk actually says this in Eish Tamid also, he says, I don't understand. The Chora calls it Torah. All this work that he put in was totally unnecessary. He could have gone to Kesher Stam, he could have gone to the Judaica house, wherever, and just buy cloth and write a Sefer Torah. Why did he need to go through all that work to obtain the cloth for the Sefer Torah? He realized the more that he put in, the more he exerted, the more effort he infused into the Sifrei Torah, the greater impact it would have on his Talmidim. They would appreciate, they would see what he was doing, and they would understand the significance of the Sifrei Torah. He did this on his own, and he was ma'abed these klaf. V'lamad Rabbi Yechiya mimikra zeh, says the Netziv amazingly, that he learned it out from this pasuk of Yisum Rafidim. She'ischilu l'hachin atzam, that we prepared ourselves in Rafidim to be mekabel the Torah, because if we just showed up at Har Sinai, it wouldn't have worked out. We had to prepare ourselves. And I'll just add in the last minute we have, the Torah tells us that we got to Har Sinai in several different places in the parsa that we have to prepare ourselves. How do we prepare ourselves? V'higbalta esa'am saviv. We surrounded the mountain. It says a couple times, V'higbalta, V'higbalta, V'kidashta. There was a sense of gvul, there was a sense of parameter and boundaries, and that allowed us to get that kedusha. And there's a lot to say about boundaries. If we had more time, I'd talk about this, but I'll say one little chassidish of art that I once thought of. It was a nice little remez that Hashem gave to me. If you think about the word har, and you surround that word, so you have a hey and a resh. What letters surround the hey, and what letters surround the resh? A hey, what comes before it? No. A dalet, what comes after it? A vav. Okay? So you have dalet and vav, and what comes before and after a resh? Kuf and a shin. So what letters are that? Kuf? No. Sorry, Dalet, Vav, Kuf, and Shin, which are the letters of Kodesh, or Kadosh. Meaning Hashem was telling us, V'higbalta esahar v'kidashta, right? The way to surround the mountain, the way to prepare for Kabbalah Torah, and that's what the Netziv is talking about. How do you prepare for the Torah? You have to, you know, lean into Kedusha a little bit. You have to up your game in Kedusha. And the way when we up our game in Kedusha, we're that much more ready to be Mekabel the Torah. We're going to end it here in interest of time, and maybe we'll say some more stuff later.